Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. Tritium. Tritium is a radioactive isotope of hydrogen. It is used in thermonuclear bombs. How do you manufacture tritium? It sounds dangerous. I welcome Henry Sokolsky, the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, writing most recently at the National Interest, drawing upon papers he's written over the years with his colleagues. Not only about tritium, but about it, the source of tritium. Right now, Canada, our neighbor to the north, an ally, part of the Five Eyes, part of NATO, Canada has approved the sale of 100,000 metric tons of uranium sourced in Canada to China, to the Chinese manufacturer of nuclear power plants and more. Henry, a very good evening to you. Canada has approved the sale of metric tons of uranium. There is also a plan to ship to China, I learned from your reporting, 12,700 metric tons of uranium from Canada each year for the next 4 years. Now, that sounds as if China has a great big nuclear power program underway, looking to achieve everything that their aspirations for 2049, the 100th anniversary of the People's Republic of China. What else can happen to that ore on its way to being a celebration? Good evening to you, Henry.
Good evening. Well, it's maybe a bit of a stretch, but we wouldn't know. We can't verify the end use of this material. It could be used in bombs. The other connection, which I think is important that Canada has, is it's selling the ore to an operation called the Chinese National Nuclear Corporation, which is the prime Chinese nuclear weapons contractor. They make bombs. The other connection that is worrisome is the Pentagon talks about tritium being a very critical ingredient in making thermonuclear weapons, and that they say that the Chinese are getting their tritium from targeting lithium rods in reactors and extracting tritium from heavy water reactors, and the only two heavy water reactors that they have are, well, they're supplied by Canada, and Canada still has a close relationship with the operator of those two heavy water reactors, which is, you guessed it, China National Nuclear Corporation, the prime weapons contractor. And so you got to worry that nobody's minding the store here, because these materials, because they're not immediately explosive, are not controlled or tracked or safeguarded by anybody. And you're under no obligation to report what you're doing. That needs to change.
China's civilian power reactors, are they the producers of the tritium, or must they be specially engineered to produce tritium?
It's not clear from the Pentagon annual China military power report exactly what is going on, but we know from how we make tritium here in the United States that we use a power reactor in the Tennessee Valley Authority, Watts Bar, and we put a lithium rod or two in the reactor. It is hit by neutrons that the reactor fissioning process produces, and that lithium is transmuted into tritium. The rods are taken out, the tritium is extracted, and we put it in our thermonuclear weapons. They can do the same in China. And the other way you can make tritium is if you operate a heavy water reactor, which is not like the ones we have here, but the ones Canada sells and operates. The neutrons can turn the deuterium or heavy water into tritium. And you can extract, in fact, there's a normal course of occupational safety, you would extract the tritium because you don't want it to irradiate or harm your workers. And that stuff can be used, again, to make thermonuclear reactions work in H-bombs and to boost weapon triggers and fission weapons.
We have no transparency. So let's go to your analysis from the center 2 years before. You write very carefully that the Chinese reprocessing program, which is what we're talking about, the theoretical program, is part of their ambition to celebrate the 2049 anniversary with adequate power so they can explain their appetite for Canadian ore on the basis of their economy. Correct, Henry? There's no way we could claim that they were not using it correctly.
I think that's right. I mean, what happened is they tried to get one third of their requirements or more from cornering markets in Africa and the Congo and other places. And that did not work out for a number of political reasons. And then they decided to make a massive buy from Canada. I mean, this massive buy is responsible for the high price of uranium more than any other thing. It's not because nuclear power is coming back. It's that the Chinese have cornered this market with this huge buy. To give you some idea, the amount that they bought and the amount they'll get each year is even more than what they consumed for their entire civil program of some 50-odd reactors in 2021. So this is not a small purchase. The reprocessing that you refer to is a separate issue. I need to caution everyone. That is not related to heavy water and not really directly related to uranium ore, although it could be. But that has to do with their fast reactor program. And the idea that that is essential to meet their commercial demand for electricity is fantastic, because it is the most expensive way to use fission to make electricity. It makes all other forms of nuclear power look dirt cheap. So it's a little sporty for that purpose. And that's the reason the military, the Pentagon, is so apprehensive that those machines are being used to make super weapons-grade plutonium for the military more than the electricity for the people.
The plutonium reprocessing, that's what they're for.
Well, the fast reactors are mated to a system to extract the plutonium that those fast reactors produce on the one hand, and on the other hand, they recycle or reuse that plutonium in the fast reactors.
Let's go back to the original order from Canada, and the approved sale is 100,000 metric tons. The other is a plan. How many bombs, Henry? Is there a way of estimating what this can do for China?
Well, there is. Let's just say if you just take a look at how much more per year they're selling than what they used in 2021, it's equivalent to maybe as many as, 100 bombs worth. I don't think that, however, is as worrisome as a general point that both the uranium is unaccounted for its end use and is going to a very sporty location, subsidiary of CNNC. But the heavy water reactors and their production of tritium, it goes totally unaccounted for, and not just in China, I might add, but a few other places. We are sleepwalking past the reality that the civil sector of nuclear power is going to be, and is now in China, being exploited to make bombs. And I don't think we're ready for this new world.
I want to turn now to what can be done. I'm talking to Henry Sokolsky, the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. This goes beyond my education about the IAEA. That would appear not to be adequate to the challenge. However, this is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's Black Bean Burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.